Perhaps no county in America has been subjected to more election disinformation in recent years than Maricopa County, Arizona, which includes Phoenix and its surrounding areas. But those attacks appear to have sputtered this year. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports on how election officials there are confronting the lies.
Maricopa County Chairman Bill Gates is the first to tell you he's in a bizarre position. The longtime Republican activist, who once even served as the Arizona State GOP's own election lawyer, is now the target of violent threats and other intimidation by far-right extremists.
This isn't about partisan politics. It's not about conservative versus liberal. This is about truth versus lies.
The drama began when President Biden narrowly won Maricopa County and Arizona in 2020 and continues today. Gates is incredulous that he's being attacked by members of his own party.
Given my background, the years, all the things, all the Republican clubs that I started up, the things that I did to make sure that there wasn't fraud going on in elections on behalf of the Republican Party.
For Gates, the cascade of falsehoods has followed a similar pattern, starting with debunked claims that election officials can and should count all votes on election night. Arizona law says some early voting ballots can't be counted until the day after. Then, on election day, a somewhat routine voting machine glitch that temporarily caused some ballots to be spit back out stoked more fraud claims online and at some polling places.
No wonder people don't trust the system. It just adds fuel to the fire.
Georgiana Hawes says her ballot was initially rejected at this Phoenix voting station, which she initially suspected was another example of possible fraud.
And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just want to know my vote counts.
Efforts to use the glitch to sow doubt never really took off, though, because county technocrats repeatedly went in front of TV cameras and got on social media quickly, explaining what happened and patiently answered questions. They escort news crews into this warehouse to see the ballots being dropped off by Democratic and Republican poll workers, and they stream video of ballot counting. Now, one big difference from 2020 here has been the overwhelming police presence outside, in the air, on the streets, and on horseback. A newly erected permanent black security fence surrounds the Maricopa Voting and Tabulation Center. It looks like a fortress, which makes Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone bristle. He thinks it's not very American.
This isn't reflective of that, this type of behavior where it requires basically making this almost a militarized zone of law enforcement to protect ballots and people and the opportunity to vote in a free and thoughtful nation.
Maricopa County, which used to be solidly Republican, is shifting blue, and elections here are sometimes won by just a few thousand votes. For Supervisor Bill Gates, it's no coincidence that this is ground zero for election fraud conspiracies.
There are a lot of people out there who have decided to push those lies, push that misinformation in the direction of Maricopa County elections because it is such an important, significant 62% of the votes in Arizona and a true, if not the swing county in the country.
Gates has been getting death threats since 2020, but he's not backing down.
What really gives me energy are all these workers in here, the 3,000 workers who are out here just trying to do the right thing. They've chosen to work in election administration. It's so noble, and it is so under attack.
And will probably continue to be at least through 2024. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Phoenix.